Singer Yuni Shara slammed after saying she watches porn with teen sons to educate them. What? What? Who? First of all, I don't know who this broad is, number one. Maybe she's one of these South Korean chicks or something. Oh, Indonesia? Okay. Yeah. Popular over there in Asia. Watches porn with teen sons to educate them. So this isn't the most uncommon thing in the world. A lot of single mothers tend to create some kind of weird, uber intimate relationship with their sons that is highly inappropriate to create and make them into stand-ins for a man. They don't have a man to share intimacy with, to be close to. So the son kind of becomes a surrogate husband in a sense. But this is just some bizarre shit. She's watching porn with sons to educate them. Why? What does this create? Some kind of weird special bonding experience with them? What the fuck? Let's take a look at this broad. She's 49. Is that an old picture? Or is she wearing like 2 inches of fucking foundation? Well, give her this. She's a good looking broad. So what the fuck does she have to be creating this weird intimate relationship with her sons for? Go get a man. Probably uber feminist broad. Men don't want anything to do with her. I can see why. She watches porn with her sons. She's demented. Anyway, before I get into this fucking story, I would like to ask those of you out there that like and appreciate the raw red pill in your face. Hoo-ah! Nature of my content, please go check out my website, therealistphilosopher.com. That is therealistphilosopher.com. Check out all the interesting social media links in the upper right-hand corner, which is the menu. I suggest at the very least you follow me on Twitter and Facebook to keep abreast of new content on my BitChute channel, as well as when I'm having a live show. My BitChute channel is where all my content eventually ends up, so you should definitely sign up for a new BitChute account. That and because they don't censor content in the same way that YouTube does, which is why I'm there to begin with. So go check that out, bitchute.com/TheRealistPhilosopher. And also, if you like to support my content, please scroll down to the bottom of my webpage at TheRealistPhilosopher.com and choose one of 3 donation options. You get a lot of nice, juicy perks being a supporter of my show. And it also helps me to create new content. So go check that out, TheRealistPhilosopher.com. That is TheRealistPhilosopher.com. Could really use your help, guys. Okay, so this decent-looking but demented broad says she taught her boys about the do's and don'ts of sex in real life by watching porn with them. Is porn really representative of real sex? No. I mean, take it from a guy who's had a lot of it, okay? Broads are not usually all that keen on anal, all right? Some broads don't even like to kiss at demented ones themselves. Some broads are not into dough and blow jobs. Some broads, you know, they're uber feminist. That is degrading. I am a feminista, and sucking your cock is degrading to me. It's patriarchal. It shows you being the oppressor. It puts you in a power position. It puts me in the position of a subordinate. Oh, okay. Well, that means I can't go down on you then, right? Because that puts me in a subordinate role. No! You will go down on me! I just won't go down on you! Because of my feminism. Oh, how convenient. How convenient, ladies. Yeah, so an Indonesian pop star raised eyebrows after she revealed in a recent interview that she regularly watches porn with her teen sons in order to educate them. How much blowback is this broad getting, though? Not enough. Because she's a good-looking broad. She's got the pussy pass. She has the female privilege, okay? Oh, we cannot in any way, shape, or form criticize the my single mommy. We gotta reward them, you know? We've given them all this power in exchange for them being good little sheep of lemmings and destroying what little wholesomeness exists in our society. And if we want them to continue being the destructive influences that they are, well, we gotta lay off. We gotta carry water for them. Kinda hard to carry water for this, though. Educating them by watching porn. Oh, that's lovely. Sounds like just a convenient pretext. I think she's just doing it because she gets off on it. This broad is sick. Pop sensation Yuni Shari, age 49, caused a meltdown on social media after revealing that she watched X-rated movies with her sons Kevin O'Brien Salamosihan, wow, that's a mouthful, and Cello Obient Siahan, the famous Indonesian songstress, said she taught the boys about the do's and don'ts of sex in real life, the son reported. I wonder if she was freaking herself off while doing this. I wonder if her sons were freaking off while they were doing this in front of her. I bet they were! Allegedly! Maybe. I don't know, I'm just speculating. You can't sue me, lady. I'm just speculating, just giving opinions. I'm just, you know, spitballing stuff. I'm not stating anything as fact. The poor is poor in the new sex ad. Well, it is if you're a degenerate scumbag. Yeah. Anyhow, the story goes on by saying, Shara said she doesn't want to be old-fashioned. Why not? You're almost my age, lady. We're about the same age. We're in the same age category. What do you mean old-fashioned? I have to be progressive. I must be progressive. I can't teach things the old-fashioned way. I think my parents, they didn't teach me nothing. I think they like left a book. I learned from a book or some shit. They didn't even teach me anything. They taught my brother everything. They invested everything in him. They gave him a book. They didn't give me jack shit. I found the book. And by then, I already knew all this shit anyway. From school and, you know, porn. So maybe porn is the new sex ed. It really shouldn't be. Now, that shouldn't be your introduction. Hi-yi-yi. Sure, I don't want to be old-fashioned. Yeah, she's an ideologue. Anything old-fashioned is bad. It's evil. I'm a postmodernist. I don't want the modern. Modern is old-fashioned. Modern is bad. We need to move beyond the modern. Yeah, to watching porn with our own kids. I wonder if she jerked off in front of him. I wonder if she freaked herself off. This is so crazy. And wants to encourage her sons to be more open-minded. People don't watch porn to learn about sex. They watch porn to jerk off if they're a dude and to frig off if they're abroad. This is not an activity that you want to take with your children. This is highly inappropriate. If this was in America, Jesus Christ, when I was a kid, if you were to introduce your kids to porn, give them porn, if they didn't just stumble across it by going through mommy and daddy's shit while mommy and daddy were at work, you go to jail for contributing to the delinquency of a minor. They would take your kids and put them in fucking foster care. Nowadays, oh, well, that's okay. Now it's okay. Nowadays, it's okay to give your kid a catalog of sex toys. Your daughter a fucking catalog. I remember one story I reviewed a while back. Some father was up in arms because his wife was giving his fucking daughter, her 12-year-old daughter, a catalog of sex toys and giving her the freedom to choose whatever sex toy she wanted. When I was a kid, you go to jail for that. These days, oh, that's okay. We're a bunch of degenerate, hedonistic scumbags. Let's do that. Let's watch porn with our kids. Oh, yes, porn is family-friendly now. She even asked them if they enjoyed watching porn together, per the newspaper. This is a sexual experience. Even if you ain't got your dick out, even if her sons didn't have their dicks out and weren't jerking it, this is a sexual experience. So what she's saying essentially is that she enjoys having moderately sexual experiences with her kids. So I think it's better if I ask them, what do you guys think about watching porn together like this? Is it cool? No. It's not cool, you dumb bitch. Well, you know, I'm a moral relativist, so I think that we need to deconstruct Western society and any and all social conventions. Yeah, including the one about watching porn with your kids. Yeah, that one should stay. That one should stay. There should remain a stigma for this kind of behavior. No. We got to deconstruct all that. What's next? Having sex with little kids? Oh, they're already trying to normalize that, too. And they'll be like, Mom, don't be like this. She recently revealed in a recent interview with YouTuber Venna Melinda. So don't be like this. So they don't want to watch porn with her. So this is all about her. And fulfilling her need for intimacy and a close connection with a male. And she's using her kids as proxy stand-in husbands. Oh, that's lovely. Selfish, evil cunt. The singer's younger sister, Chris Dayanti, reportedly lauded her parenting techniques. I think the youngest sister needs therapy, just like this broad. Holy shit. And instead was said it was important that her kids get proper sexual education. Porn is now... porn is proper sexual education. A gangbang. Menage a trois. Three broads sitting there waiting for some dude to individually fuck them each in the ass. That's not sexual education. That's not reality. Well, that's the reality these people want. My children also happen to be open-minded. Yeah, this is so open-minded, your brain's gonna fall out of your fucking head, yo. Ay, 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 Shara continued. It is impossible for our children nowadays to not watch porn, whether it's anime or any other kind that's available nowadays. Then why do you have to watch it with them? If it's impossible, yeah, I wonder, does this broad really think that her kids don't already know the birds and the fucking bees? Of course they don't. If it's already impossible to stop them from watching, then why do you need to watch it with them? Isn't that highly inappropriate? Who knows what kind of weird issues, fetishes, hang-ups this might create for them later on in life. I don't care about that. I don't care about that. I don't care if I create some kind of weird Oedipus complex. I don't care. I need a man! Yeah. You have a couple available right here. Sexualize my kids. Because, you know, my needs first. This is so bizarre. Very odd. So the story continues by saying, speaking to Indonesian news outlet Antara, psychologist Agstrid Pyther reportedly defended the mother of two, saying she was doing the right thing. This is another perfect example about what I'm always saying about psychology. It's a scam. It's a grift. It's nothing more than phrenology. It's just social control. All these social sciences are just a way to deconstruct and reconstruct various cultures and society to tell people what's good, tell people what's bad, to shape the narrative, to shape the morality. They're all a fucking scam, a grift. Well, it's okay. Says the psychologist, she's doing the right thing. You need to lose your license. I could be a psychologist. I get better advice. This is nuts. Jesus Christ, why don't you feel the bumps on my head while you're at it? Tell me what kind of person I am from that. Why don't you read my fucking handwriting? Oh, the swoop of that L and the whoosh of that R tells me you're a very, very outgoing and giving person. Yeah, shut the fuck up with your pseudoscience bullshit. When we see kids watching pornographic movies, no matter how uncomfortable the situation is, we should never be angry. Yeah, but you don't watch it with them. Porn goes back thousands of years, okay? Boys have been availing themselves of whatever kind of nudity might be available for eons. It's normal. Sneak a peek. They're curious. But you don't watch porn with them. What's next? Jerk off with your sons. To create a better bond. I see that coming down the road. We should never be angry because they will only do it again in secret. So the justification is, if a kid's doing something in secret because of shame, we should do it with them. So they'll remove the shame. But what if they're doing something in secret because it's wrong? Aren't there plenty of behaviors that are wrong and immoral and counterproductive to people that should be discouraged? And that's why people do them in secret. Well, by this reasoning, you could pretty much justify normalizing any abnormal behavior because they do it in secret. Oh, my son is doing this weird thing in secret. My son is eating poop in secret. He shouldn't be ashamed. I'll eat poop with him. What is this reasoning? This broad's a psychologist? This is some crazy shit. Through these discussions, parents can provide factual sex education based on their knowledge and not based on porn films. What? I will give you factual knowledge on sex by having you watch porn films that are not in any way, shape, or form factual or realistic in regards to sex in the real world. What? This makes no sense. It just sounds like another excuse to promote degeneracy. That's all it seems like to me, an abnormal behavior. This is the new normal. Oh, that's lovely. Nonetheless, Shara's unconventional parenting techniques caused a stir on social media. Oh, gee, I wonder why. Yeah, because the shrink just said it's normal, and she's doing the right thing. So, you know, nonetheless, for some unknown reason, people got upset. Yeah, these people have, they have hang-ups. They have abnormal hang-ups. Oh, they're stuck in the past. All these people are so old-fashioned. They need to get over themselves. This is no big deal. Unishari 2021, one Twitter user joked, I think I've seen this one, another quip. That sounds like a porn title to me. Yeah, some old broad watching porn with her kids. That's not a porn movie I want to see, by the way. Oh, my God. This is some cuckoo shit. Cuckoo. On June 22nd, Tuesday, M-E-A-W-W, don't know what that is. I guess it's a news outlet, maybe, reported on how an adult film actress who recently became a mother was crusading for more stringent age verification policies on pornographic websites. Meanwhile, we got this broad watching. Are these boys underage? I'm assuming they're underage. Isn't that illegal? I mean, aren't you not allowed to watch porn unless you're over 18 years old, supposedly? And if you disseminate pornographic material to people under the age of 18, and I know, at least in America, that it's considered contributing to the delinquency of a minor and that it is a prosecutable offense. How's this broad getting away with this? How is the prosecutor not going to her fucking house? Is this legal in Indonesia? If it is, it shouldn't be. Yeah, crusading for more stringent age verification policies on pornographic websites. Yeah, good. I have no problem with that, having to verify your age. Candace Horbox, better known by her nom de guerre Eva Lovia, said the birth of her son had made her focus on what her industry could do to prevent children from seeing adult content. Yeah, adult content. It's for adults. It's called adult content for a reason. It's not for kids. Not a bad looking broad. Nice eyes. Is this the one? This is the former porn star who now, after she had a kid, is against underage kids seeing porn? Okay. She's bangable. I like her views, though, on that. Probably still an uber feminist, though. So on June 9th, while appearing as a guest on the Holly Randall Unfiltered podcast, she said that she took seriously her role to protect her child from witnessing the convincing and violent porn that is freely available today. I think it's made me reflect a lot more on it, just to really understand the different facets and the potential impacts and the potential consequences it could have on individuals, she said. Notice there's no mention of a hubby. Single mama! I don't approve of that. Anyway, I've always been pretty anti-free porn. She's against free porn. Well, yeah, she didn't make as big a salary if people ain't paying. I've always thought a paywall just seems like the most ethical way to approach porn. Yeah, yeah. You'll make more bank that way, honey. Especially with the content that's out there now, she added. I've talked to a lot of clinical psychologists. Yeah, this is really what we need. More government intervention and more regulation and policies. You know, you must charge people. I want to give something away for free. No, you cannot do what you want with your own property and your own intellectual creations. You must charge money. Yeah, that couldn't go wrong. That couldn't go bad. That kind of government intervention. Right? Oh, we already have that in America. Antitrust laws. You cannot charge less for that cell phone than that company is charging. What about a competition? What about competition? Huh? Fuck it. We're anti-competition. Oh, we're supposed to be a capitalist country, but not really. Yeah. Especially with the content out there now. I've talked to a lot of clinical psychologists and evolutionary biologists. I've had the pleasure of talking to a lot of experts on my show, and they express the potential risks of consuming content too young without context. Yeah. A lot of risks. You learn the wrong lessons about sex. You think this kind of behavior is okay. If you get introduced to weird, violence-laced, unrealistic porn when you're young, your wires get crossed. They get configured in the wrong fucking way. You get the wrong stimuli. Then you get into violent sex. You can only get turned on by that because you were introduced to porn too young. Your first sexual experience had to do with this kind of weird anti-reality porn. And now your wires are fucked up and now you can't have a normal sexual relationship anymore. Oh, but mommy thinks it's perfectly okay to introduce and watch porn with her kids. Yeah. Maybe she thinks it's okay to frig off as long as she keeps her pants on. Maybe she's sitting there and she's, you know, getting the stimulation going. But my pants are on, you know, it's okay. I'm not getting nude around my son. Yeah, I'm freaking myself off because I want him to learn that that's okay. And see how it is when a woman does it. I might keep my clothes on. I keep it PG as I frig off to porn. That's triple X. This is one demented broad. Now, if you're a single guy, you want to hook up with a lot of loose, demented, friggy chicks, Indonesia might be the place to go. But if you want to have kids with some chick, let it not be this broad or any broad in Indonesia. Glove it up, guys, if you're going to Indonesia. Well, glove it up, period. You don't want to have fucking kids these days with modern Western broads, especially this one. She's nuts. Crazy. So let me know what you think of this broad who has essentially turned her kids into some kind of weird surrogate stand-in proxy for the man she doesn't have as she gets into older age. She's 49. She's yearning for a man. I need a man. I want a man. Oh, I got two sons. They'll do. Let me know what you think of the comment section. And please like and subscribe to my BitChute channel if you have not already. BitChute.com/TheRealistPhilosopher. That's BitChute.com/TheRealistPhilosopher. And again, if you really like and appreciate the raw red pill nature of my content, please go check out my website, TheRealistPhilosopher.com. Scroll down to the bottom of the page and consider making a donation. I could really use your help.